Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Dum-de-dum, dum-dum, dum-de-dum, dum-de-dum. Sweeping the front porch of my hobby shop can be fun. I like to get outside in the fresh air once in a while. Oh, say, here comes Cedric the mailman. Now, I wonder what he wants. Hi, Cedric.
Good day, Grandpappy. What are you doing, sweeping your front porch?
No, Cedric. I'm digging potatoes. Of course I'm sweeping the porch. Can't you see my broom here?
Now, don't get all excited. Mercy sakes. Got a package for you.
Package? Now, who in tarnation is sending me a package?
Let's see. It's from Germany. Yes, it's from the Black Forest of Germany.
Germany? I ordered a weather house.
Weather house? What kind of a thing is that?
Here, open the package, and you'll see.
Let's see. Let me help you here. All right. My goodness.
There. It's a little wooden house. And look here, Cedric. When the weather is nice, the little children come out of the door.
Well, that is something. What happens when the weather is bad?
Out of this other little door, an old witch comes out.
A witch? That little weather house is just like that story, that German story, Hansel and Gretel.
And by granny, you're right, Cedric. Here, let's go in. I want to show this weather house to Ray. Say, Ray, look what Cedric brought me in the mail. It's my weather house from Germany.
Your weather house? Oh, yes, I remember now. You saw the ad in a magazine. Put it on the little shelf over by the window, Grandpappy. Let's see if it works.
Works? Of course it all works. I paid all of $4 for it. By Candice, this thing sure is smart.
Your little weather house works on air pressure.
I don't care what makes it work. All I know is this. Now I can tell what the weather will be.
Morning, Grandpappy. Morning, Ray.
I suppose you're coming in to have me tell you what the weather's going to be.
No, not really. It's getting awful dark outside. Looks like it's going to rain any minute.
Now, let's look at my little weather house. And let's check something that's scientific.
Grandpappy's been looking at that weather house every 5 minutes since he got it yesterday.
A person can never be sure when it comes to checking the weather. Come on, Cedric. Let's check the little house. Here it is. What do you see, Cedric?
Well, the old witch is standing outside the door.
That's exactly right. And that tells me it's going to rain.
Well, all you need to know, Grandpappy, is to look outside. Those dark clouds will tell you the same thing.
Grandpappy wants to be scientific. He only believes his little weather house these days.
Do you hear that? That's thunder. I told you it was going to rain.
Well, if it's going to rain, I'd better hurry along. I've got some more letters to deliver.
You'll get all wet, Cedric. Better stay here in the hobby shop.
Now, don't worry, Grandpappy. I brought my umbrella. The mail must get through. So long, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Cedric. Don't get wet.
Did you hear that, Ray? Sounds like it's going to storm any minute now.
You'd better close your windows, Grandpappy. There might be some blowing rain.
By doggies, that's right, Ray. I'd better be prepared.
I have a radio program about rain and thunder, Grandpappy. Would you like to hear it?
A program about rain and thunder? I'd sure like to hear that one, Ray.
Let's listen.
Rain is something that every living thing needs. Rain is water that falls from the sky. Rain falls from dark clouds on farms, on oceans, and on cities. People who live in our city usually don't like rainy days. For them, rain splashes on the streets and on sidewalks. The rainwater makes puddles and runs in little streams down the curves of the sidewalks. Rain keeps children from playing in the city parks. Even though some people don't like rainy days, rain is important. Plants need rain, and all animals need rain. Rain that falls from clouds becomes the streams, rivers, lakes, and oceans of our world. Rain water in time becomes the water that we drink. We all need water for baths and to wash our clothes. Without rain, there would be no life in the world. During a thunderstorm, you might be frightened by a loud crashing noise. That noise you hear is called thunder. Thunder can't hurt you. Thunder is just a sound that follows a flash of lightning. During a thunderstorm, lots and lots of water can come pouring down. Sometimes streets can become flooded. People who have basements may even discover water seeping in. When it rains, we need to wear special clothes. We need to have a raincoat, boots for our feet, and sometimes an umbrella. This month is April, and as someone once said, April showers bring May flowers. Do you think this is true?
That sure was a funny story, Ray. I like thunderstorms myself.
Thunderstorms are fun to watch, but not so much fun to be out in.
What do you mean, Ray? Are thunderstorms dangerous?
Not all, Grandpappy, but once in a while, a dangerous thunderstorm can happen. Thunderstorms are dangerous when there's lots of lightning and high winds.
Hi, Grannies. I'd better get my notebook again. I want to write some of these things down.
Well, look, Grandpappy, here comes Linda from down the street. She looks kind of wet.
Well, hi, Linda. What brings you out on a rainy day like this?
It's my umbrella, Grandpappy. The wind turned it inside out.
It looks like the wind is playing tricks on you.
Oh, just listen to that. I'm afraid of thunder.
What's that? Afraid of thunder? Ray and I were just talking about that a moment ago. Weren't we, Ray?
That's right, Grandpappy. We heard a radio program about rain and thunder. Thunder can't hurt you, Linda. Thunder is only a sound.
Sounds can't hurt you, Linda.
Well, just the same, I'm afraid of thunder.
Here, let me take your umbrella over to my workbench. While I'm there, I'll get my notebook.
Grandpappy and I were just talking about thunderstorms, Linda. They can do some damage, but mostly they can be a great help. The rain is needed by the plants and animals. Why, without rain, nothing could live.
And just like that, here's your umbrella, all fixed and as good as new.
Thanks, Grandpappy. I knew you could do it. You are the best fixer in town.
Well, shucks, Linda. I wouldn't say that.
Say, Grandpappy, do you have your notebook ready?
All set to learn about rain and thunder? Fire away, Ray.
Why not start at the beginning? Why not write, "Some days are rainy"?
Very good, Ray. Some days are rainy. And today is one of those rainy days. Now, what's next?
And you'd better write, "Rain comes from clouds."
That's good. Rain comes from clouds. Now, what about thunder being only a sound?
All right. Thunder is just a sound that follows lightning.
Thunder is just a sound that follows lightning.
I still get scared whenever I hear thunder, even though it is just a sound.
Why don't you write about plants and animals? They need rain in order to live.
You're so smart, Ray. How can you remember all of these things? Plants and animals need rain.
What about raincoats and umbrellas? You need them on rainy days.
You are right, Linda. That is an important one to remember, too. Wear clothes that are waterproof when it rains.
Does that mean boots, umbrellas, and raincoats?
Yes, Grandpappy, we call those things rain clothes.
Wear clothes that will keep you dry.
Those rain clothes should be waterproof.
Waterproof? That means water won't soak through the clothes. Boots are waterproof because water won't soak through them and get your shoes wet. I'll write that down, too. Rain clothes should be waterproof. There. Now, what's next?
Some storms have lots of lightning and high winds.
Well, one thing's for sure. We're as safe as the flowers in May here in my hobby shop. Lightning has only struck here once, and that was the very day you came in here, Ray. It was the lightning that made you work and start talking. Remember?
I certainly do, Grandpappy. It was that bad thunderstorm that struck me and made me a magic radio.
Well, we have nothing to worry about. Everybody knows that lightning never strikes the same place twice.
Are you sure, Grandpappy?
I'm sure as I'm a-standing here. Lightning never strikes the same place twice. Yipes! What in tarnation was that?
Well, don't look now, but I think your hobby shop was just struck by lightning. And for the second time.
Where did the lightning strike, Grandpappy?
Oh, no! It can't be! I can't believe it!
What did it hit, Grandpappy?
It hit my little German weather house.
Did it do any damage?
Damage? I guess so. It not only hit the weather house, but the lightning blew the little shelf clean off the wall.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.